Come on and give him some praise. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Zechariah, chapter 1. Book of Zechariah, chapter 1. We're going to start with, In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say unto them, thus said the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, said the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, said the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, said the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I command my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doing, so has he dealt with us. Come on, give God some praise. How many is sick or tired? Every time you turn around, there's always some problems, some burdens, some situations, some trials, some tests, some examinations. You name it, it's always coming. And it's always in a negative manner, we think, most of the time. Me and Sister Arnice was talking the other day, and I was telling about the trouble I had with my car lately. Transmission went out. Got that fixed. Had it 2 days. Broke down again. Way out in the boondocks. Had to tow it in. Had to get a starter motor. And when I was talking to her, she said, you know what? She said, that happened to me all the time. It happened to me so many times that I done got used to it. And I thought about what she had said. I done got used to it. In other words, it done become common. That's good in one respect. There's an advantage in that respect. But the advantage is that you finally have passed the test. When I broke down, I'm the one that used to get upset. You know, it might as well be at God, but I call myself getting that upset at something else. I'm getting upset at the car. Car ain't got no life in it. It can't go until you make it go. But I was just as calm and cool and collected as if nothing had happened. And I said to myself, I finally passed the test. That's an advantage. But there's also a disadvantage. Because sometimes when we become just so used to something, we know it's going to come. We forget the scope of the whole thing that God has for us. And we forget about there's also a victory in the mess that come our way. He said, therefore say unto them, thus said the Lord God, turn ye unto me. God listens to those who listen. When you don't listen to God, like they didn't listen to God, the only thing that they had going for them was the law, and they didn't even obey the law and his statutes, even his commandments. They didn't obey them. The lambs and the animals that they burned, sprinkled of the blood. That was the only sacrifice that they had. And that sacrifice only gave them a stay of execution. for maybe a year. And what the law couldn't do, God Almighty stepped in and fulfilled the gap. And you know what happened when he steps in? He starts destroying things. But when you obey, when they obeyed his word, the glory of God will step in with joy. And they had joy. And the glory of God will step in among them in peace, and they had peace. But when they disobeyed God, the glory of his wrath came in and destroyed and tore down. Why? Because he was sore displeased. This everlasting gospel, glory to God, is eternal, glory to God. It's all the way down to the ushering in of Jesus Christ for you and I. When they didn't obey God, they suffered persecution. They suffered death. But when Jesus was ushered in because of this everlasting gospel, because Jesus, our God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When Jesus come on the scene and fulfilled this law, you and I, we are no longer on death row, glory to God. We are no longer in the state of execution. By whom the Son set free is free indeed. You and I are free and free indeed. But there's also another side to that. Because man think he can get away sometimes. Because they said the wrath of God is not like it was in those days. Yes, it is. This everlasting gospel, the spoken word, the written word, Jesus came and fulfilled it. He said, now be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Glory to God. If you sow some bad seed, that's the wrath of God. The word says if you sow those bad seeds, you're going to reap a bad harvest. That's the wrath of God. But if you take heed to his word and stand on his statutes and keep his commandment, God said, when you ask anything in my name, believe it. When you ask anything in my name, standing on my word, it shall come to pass in your life, said God. And when you believe on his name, God said, just use my name, because my name is above every name. It's above all of your circumstances, your situation. It's above all the sickness that you go through. It's above all the trials that you go through. It's above all of the things that are going to come into your life in the future, said God. But if you use his name, and his name is above every name, and the only thing that's above God's name is his word, and God is subject unto his word. And he said, when you call on me, I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Hallelujah. He said, turn ye unto me, said the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Right here it was Israel. Now it's Israel and you and I. He's still the Lord of hosts. We are the sons of God. That means we are free. That means I'm not on death row any longer. Glory to God. That means that I can speak and things shall come to pass if I use his word. He said man shall live by every word that proceeded from his mouth, not man's mouth. See, Israel was talking a whole lot of stuff. They was disobedient, and God got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Don't you know God get tired of being sick and tired in our life? He don't come down with thunder and lightning right now. He just step aside and let you go on death row yourself, glory to God. And whatsoever you speak, it shall come to pass. That means if you speak evil, it come to pass. If you speak good, it'll come to pass. If you ask God to heal you, it'll come to pass. If you believe his word and stand on his word, because this word is above every name, every circumstance, every situation. There's nothing greater than God's word. There's nothing that we have need of that the word of God can't solve. Hallelujah. Glory. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways. See, a lot of times we think we're in evil. Anything that don't line up with the word of God is evil. Anything that don't line up with his righteousness is wicked. Anything don't line up with his commandments, that which you have given us, is lawless. We become lawless when we don't heed to the word of God. This word of God that came into our life and made us brand new creatures in Christ Jesus, who fulfilled, glory to God, the everlasting God. He fulfilled it, glory to God. And now when we endure with grace. And now when we persevere with strength and with might and with power. And nothing shall by any means harm us if it attacks us and come up on our life. All we got to do is call on the Lamb of God. All we got to do is call on the one who shedded the blood. All we got to do is call on the one who walked the walk and talked the talk. All we got to do is call on his name. And he said, when you call on me, I'll be right by your side. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That means that wherever we go, God is there with us. Glory to God. So we don't have to worry about the circumstances. We don't have to worry about the little foxes that jump up and try to rob the vines of their tender grapes. Why? Because God is with us whithersoever we go. Hallelujah. I was surprised at myself. I mean, I was stunned. And I said to myself, God, I ain't passed no tests. This is the first one. See, them little bitty things, them aggravations, just when you think you're doing all right. God don't want you to be complacent. He don't want you to be satisfied too long. He'll send something your way to test you. Because when God bless you, you stand on that and you be all happy, full of joy, full of strength, and be all of this until the next trial come along. And it always seemed to be greater than the former trial. The latter greater than the former. I always seem like it's more devastating. But the reason it seems so devastating is because we are not listening to God. God is always trying to talk to us. He's always trying to direct us. He's always trying to guide us. He's always trying to help us. He's always trying to lead us. But sometimes we don't listen. Why? Because we listen to another. Glory to God. And God said that he will have no other God before him. So if you listen to somebody else beside God, you got another God. Glory to God. And sometimes you rely on that God. And let me tell you something about that God. He'll let you down every time you rely on him. He won't help you. Glory to God. He can't bring you out, glory to God. He can't heal you, glory to God. He can't calm your nerves. He can't give you comfort. He can't give you peace. Only God, the everlasting Father, the everlasting God, can give you peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on and give him some praise. He said, your fathers, where are they? Where are them fathers? Them stiff necks. Where are they? In other words, God was warning them, you're going to be where they are if you don't change your ways. He said, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? See, the prophets are not in our days. These prophets are not in our days. They're gone. But God give us teachers, prophets, evangelists, ministers, pastors, that are in our midst teaching this everlasting word. So if we listen, God is speaking. He's speaking through the prophets this day, like he was speaking through the prophets of old. God is speaking through the pastors this day, like he was speaking to the pastors of old. He's speaking to the teachers, glory to God, today, just like he spoke to those prophets, glory to God. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you by yourself. I won't let you fall down without me sticking out my hand and pulling you up again. He said, my hand is not too short that I can't save you. Neither is my ear inclined to your every cry. But if you heed to my word, I'll heed to your word, and I will hear them and come to your rescue. Hallelujah. Where are your fathers? Where are the stiff necks? Where are the prophets? They gone. They are not alive any longer. But guess what? The word is. The word is alive. And guess what? It's on the inside of you and I. That's why we are free, because the Son set us free. Come on, somebody praise God. Hallelujah. My God, there's no freedom like Jesus in our lives. Don't look to another. There's no other. There's no other God. There's no other strength. There's no other power. And since we come into the knowledge of God, we shouldn't be looking to anything else but Jesus. He's the only one that came and paid the price. Got us off of death row. Cleaned us up, glory to God. Called us a son. Sent us forward, glory to God, with his glory. And said, proclaim my name. Wherever you're going, wherever you walk, your footsteps are ordered by me. So proclaim my word. Proclaim this everlasting gospel. Proclaim this word of deliverance. Proclaim this word of healing. Proclaim this word of joy. Proclaim this word of peace. Proclaim this word of comfort. For I am with you. Come on and give him some praise. He said, but my words and my statutes, which I command my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? You know what he's saying? Them same words, my word. And I like that in my Bible, he's got my words, my, the word my is capitalized, got a big M. And every one of them, my words, my stature, and my commandments. That lets us know that the emphasis is put on God. That means it's God. See, the prophets wasn't talking then, but God was talking through the prophets. Today, he's still our God. You can call him my God. And he's still speaking to us, not just through the pastors or the teachers or the ministers, but he's speaking through his people. Just like he spoke to them through the prophets over here, he is speaking directly through to his people by way of his son, Jesus Christ, the one that shed the precious blood for you and I so that we might live and have life more abundantly in this area, in this space of time. Hallelujah. He said, this same word, it took hold of your fathers. It either killed them or it saved them. Guess what? You take hold of the word of God, it's going to either kill you or save you. Well, I ain't talking about all the time taking your life. But you can be in so much hell you wish you wasn't here. And the reason you'll be in that, why? Because God will let it subside in your life so that you can turn. He said, turn ye unto me. So that you can turn from the wicked ways. So that you can turn from your circumstance and your situation and turn unto the Almighty God. Because can't nobody get you out but God. God didn't put us in. We did it ourselves. But it's going to take God to get us out. It's going to take God to get us out of our selfishness and out of our unrighteousness and out of our trials and all of the maps that we draw up in our lives and everything that we plan for our lives and everything that we plot in our lives. God has to come in and tear down those strongholds. He has to cleanse us with his blood, glory to God, to let him know that he's still God. He's in the midst of them. Even when we were doing the wrong, God was still there waiting on us to hear from him, glory to God. That's why he said, I'll listen to those that listen to me. In other words, I take heed to those that will take heed to my word. I will stand with those that stand on my word. I'll heal those that believe my word. I deliver those that believe in my word. I take those to the higher height if they trust in me. Why? Because I am the Lord thy God and I change not. Hallelujah. Glory. He said, didn't this take hold of your father or overtake them? And overtaking means that the word of God seized them. Caught them just like a thief. The scripture said if the man of the house had to know the thief was coming, he'd prepare for it. (Laughs) The only way they would have been prepared if they'd have kept his commandments and his statutes. The only way you and I are going to be prepared for the thief is to keep the word of God in our hearts and to expound upon the word of God. That's why it says study to show yourself approved. See, you got to be partakers of this diet here, this kind of food, this food that don't make you fat. It makes you strong. Glory to God. You don't need any barbells. All you need to do is talk a little bit and believe and trust God. You don't need no certain diet. Glory to God. This covers everything. It covers sickness. It covers health. Glory to God. It covers wealth and finance. It covers everything that you have need of. This is the only one that we're supposed to eat. This is the only table that we're supposed to eat from. Glory to God. That's why it said he'll put it in the midst of your enemy, and the enemies can't come and sit with you. Only you, the sons of God, can sit at that table. Hallelujah. Glory. He said, but the good side, if you keep my statutes, he'll do just what he said. And I believe it's Deuteronomy 28. He said, if you keep them, he said, you'll be blessed in your homes. I'm paraphrasing. Blessed wherever you go. Blessed going out. Blessed coming in. Blessed lying down. Blessed rising up. Glory to God. You'll be blessed in the fields. Oh, glory to God. Let me say that again. You'll be blessed in the fields. So that means wherever you and I go in the field, we are blessed. In the field, there are many enemies. But God said, have no fear. Fret not thyself of the evildoer, for the Lord thy God will take care of them in due season. Glory to God. When we go into the field, we are blessed. And we, long as we stay in the field, long as we keep our minds stayed up on God in the field, God said you're blessed going out and you're blessed coming in. But if you don't heed to my statute and my commandment, he goes down a little farther. I think it's around 28 and 15 when he said, if you don't heed it, cursed you're going to be in the land. Cursed you're going to be in your home. Cursed you're going to be in your walk. Cursed you're going to be in the blessing. You're going to have holes in your basket. Glory to God. Every time you get, you won't have. And every time you have, you can't keep it. Glory to God. Why? Because you didn't heed to the word of God. But if you heed to the word of God and stand on his statute and keep his commandment and his law, God said, I will hold back no good thing from my people. Why? Because I observed it and I preserved it just for my people so that they can live in joy and peace and in happiness. Hallelujah. When you stand on the word of God, your enemies won't be able to reach the door. God's going to take care of them. They might turn and run, but God won't let them escape. Because they might come back again and catch us off guard. Just like Jesus said, when all he cast all the devils out, the house was garnished, swept clean. But just because he was delivered, he got used to it. And them same devils come back. But guess what? They was more in numbers. God said, glory to God, your enemy will not be able to reach the door. He's going to take care of them before they get out of your eyesight, before they get out of your midst. And then God wants you to fill up with his word. He wants you to keep maturing in his word. He wants you to keep on persevering in his word. So when the enemy try to come back, glory to God, you'll be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And nothing shall by any means harm you. It can knock at the door, but it can't come in. It can heckle on the outside, glory to God, but it can't come in. And then if you want to go out, you can go out and be safe. If you want to go out, you can go out and be in peace. If you want to go out, you can be in joy. Why? Because the hand of God is up on his people, and God will keep and hold his people and keep his people and protect his people at all costs. Hallelujah. I'm closing. And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us according to our ways and according to our doing, so has he dealt with us. The Word of God deals with us according to our ways, according to our doings. That's one word that sticks to me. That's one scripture that stick with me. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. But if we keep his word, then our ways and our thoughts will be governed by the word of God. And it will always be good for us. Always be a blessing for us. Always be something we can hold dear to. I know when God blesses, we hold dear to it. I don't know about you, but I hold dear to it. You know, I don't want to let it go. But see, God got more than one blessing. So I ain't used to me holding on this one. Like the hell try to gather up the manna. God told them don't gather it up. And they did it anyway, and it spoiled on them. Well, I ain't trying to hold on to this blessing. I'm trying to let somebody know that it came from God. Hallelujah. So he can give me some more blessings so that I can give out some more. Glory to God. It's all about receiving and giving. Glory to God. It's not by storing up, but it's by giving out. It's by emptying out. That's that river of living water that's always flowing from our innermost being. Why? Because we decide to feed it with the word of God. And the word of God will flow like rivers of living water as long as we believe and trust in him with all our heart, soul, and all our minds. Everybody standing. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. Glory to his name. He's a wonderful God. There's none like him. I'm going to ask everybody to quickly come down in the altar. And we're going to touch and agree. Pray. Come on and give Jesus hand clap. He's worthy. I said he's worthy. None like him. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you touch these, your people. God, meet every need according to your riches and glory, God. Let your glory shine in our lives like never before. God, and manifest, God, the things in our lives, God, that we may hold dear to them, and we may touch them and feel them, Lord God, and exhort them and gaze up on them, oh Lord God. But God, where that came from, there is much more in you. God, things that we know not of, God, you have in store just for us. So God, I pray that you touch our hearts and our minds today, God, and enlighten and renew and refresh, Lord, according to your word, God, that we may know, God, and walk in the power and the might of your precious word. God, I thank you right now. God, touch my sister, crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch her, God. Meet that need, God, according to your riches and glory. God, touch this young man. God, as he open up, God, you will pour in. God, he'll have something, God, to empty out that will help others and that will bring others unto thee. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for Sister Hunter. Touch her right now, God. Meet every need according to your riches and glory, God. God, as she hold fast to your unchanging hand. God, I thank you right now. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. God, she been through much. Spiritual, physical, financially. But God said, take heed. Because as long as you stand with him, he's standing with you. And notice one thing, my daughter, that yeah, I'm above that which you're going through. Hakomoboshaka. And yea, I am strong in the midst
of the circumstances and the situations and everything that shall come thy way. It's but for the trying of your faith. So hold fast to my unchanging hand. And yea, I shall come and rearrange, and I shall change things. And yea, they shall be for my glory, said God. God, I thank you right now. Touch him right now, Lord God. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. God, let your healing power, God, come. God, deliver and set free, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. This is going to be a testimony, God. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you right now for my sister. Ah, God, as she sang those sweet songs that you birthed into her spirit. God, that's your word, God. You just put them in a melody. And yea, the melody, my daughter, shall bless. Because it's my word that's going forth from thy lips, say God, and from thy hearts. But yeah, I saw thy heart, and thou singest with thine heart, and not with thy lips only, said God. But thy lips sing because of thy heart sing. And yea, it shall come forth, and it shall flow. Yea, even as I put the coal of fire up on Jeremiah's tongue, so shall I put it up on thee, said God. And yea, you shall sing even the more, said God. And people shall come forth, and they shall glorify me in the song that I have birthed into thy spirit, said God. So sing on and praise me. For yea, it is a great praise. And yea, I receive it, said God. And it shall prosper in thee, said God. For I shall prosper thee, and I shall glorify myself in thee, said God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. God said, hold on. Hold on. I know sometimes it's hard to hold on. Because see, sometimes we revert back to seeing is believing. And we have to see it. But we have to believe God first, and then he'll manifest it in our lives. That's when we see it. That's when we glory to more. I don't know about you, but when God bless you, you won't be able to sit still. God, I pray right now, God. God, pour out that blessing, God. God, she been inquiring about it. And God, we don't have to keep inquiring. All we have to do is just keep on believing. It may not come when we want it, but it's going to come. And it'll be on time and in due season, said God. So hold fast, my daughter, for I am with thee. Nevertheless, hold on, and I shall not forsake thee. Nevertheless, hold on, and I shall come to your rescue, said God. And yea, I shall manifest myself in thee, said God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now. Touch her, God. God, let your anointing flow from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, let her know you, God, like never before, God. I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for my sister. God, bless right now. Touch right now, God. God, she's made the request known unto thee. Oh, God, you said she don't have to tell the whole world. You said what we pray in secret shall be brought to light. Yea, what you have asked me, daughter, shall be brought to light. It shall manifest itself. And yea, it shall be my work and my glory and my hand that bring it forth in your life. And yea, ye shall rejoice. And again you shall rejoice. And yea, then shall you explain. And then shall ye portray my name. And then shall you proclaim it and tell everybody that is the joy of the Lord that has brought you forth unto the manifestation thereof. And yea, you are holding fast to it. And you're going to embrace it. And you're going to rejoice like never before. God, I thank you right now. Bless these. Touch them, God. Camp your angels round about them. Keep them, God, in your grace and your mercy. Use them for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for my sister right now. I thank you for blessing her, God, like never before. Joy is yours, said God. It's my joy and it's my peace, said God. Yea, no man can take that from my hand, that which has been placed in. By me, said God, Hakumamo Shaka. And yea, I shall add to it. And yea, thou shalt have joy unspeakable. And yea, thou shalt have peace. and understandeth it not. But thou shalt know that I am God, and I am the joy, and I am the peace, said God. Lord, I thank you right now. Bless this. Oh, God. This one, God, you raised up and put your anointing up on her, oh, Lord God. Ah, God, she wore about her neck. God, up on her heart. And God, your written word and your spoken word is on the heart. And God, when she speaks, it becomes rhema. It becomes koshaka. And that which is dead, live. Hobobo koshaka. That which is weak becomes strong. That which is sad lift itself up in joy. For I'm the Lord thy God, and I'm all of this, said God, in your life. And yea, I'm that which thou know not of, said God. So praise me and lift me up, and yea, I shall glorify myself in your life this day, said God. God, I thank you for Sister Gloria. Bless her, Lord God. Crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God said, you hold on to his word. I know you ain't used to the circumstances and situations coming in your life. Ain't many of us here like that. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I just passed my first test as far as I'm concerned. But God said, you keep holding on. And all of the treachery, all of the conniving, and all of the evil, God said, I'm going to overtake it, and it won't be able to reach the door. For I'm going to take care of it once and for all, said God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you right now. Bless Sister Pace, Lord God. I thank you for raising her up. God, this is a great testimony of your keeping power. The enemy said she was on her way. God, you said she's not yet through because she got much more to live. And God, I thank you for it, God, for glorifying yourself in this life in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for blessing her. God said, you are faithful, very faithful. And God, honor people that are faithful. I don't know, every time I come to church, I see you. I'm not here at every service, but the ones that I come, I see you. And I can't count on my finger how many times you miss. Because I don't even want to know about that. Hakomobo Shaka. And what I see is the life of God in you. Keeping you and sustaining you. Leading you and guiding you. Marching you through life in great victory. And it played a role upon my life, whether you know it or not. Because every time I see you, I see the joy of the Lord. I see peace. Even the peace that you haven't experienced yet, I see it. So God said, hold on to his unchanging hand, because he got much more glory to God that you have not experienced yet. And God said, it shall come to pass in your life, because I raised you up and I blessed you and I preordained the plan for your life. So hold on to my unchanging hand, and it shall come to pass, said God. God, I thank you right now for my sister. I thank you for blessing her and keeping her, Lord God. God, she's still here because of your sustaining power. Still praising you, God. Still lifting you up. Still walking in your glory and in the power of your might. Because you are her God. God, I thank you for keeping her and blessing her in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for Sister Medka. I thank you, Lord God. God, she done came through every storm that's done been her way. They are never the same storms. They are never the same caliber either. They are never the same greatness. But every storm was great. And God said, because you turned to me in every storm, said God. Yea, I opened up the door of escape, said God. And yea, even in the midst of the storm, when it was calling and when it was boisterous and when it was where you could not see no way, God said, I open up a way. I am the light, and I stepped into that darkness, said God, and I opened up the door, and the light shined forth, and yea, thou came forth, my daughter, and yea, thou came forth in strength and in power and in confidence even greater than before, said God. So praise me and hold fast to my unchanging hand, for I shall not change. But yea, when you hold fast to me, yea, I shall change those things that come up on thee in thy life to hurt thee and to harm thee, said God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you right now. Bless him. Keep her, Lord God. Ah, oh, your great mercy and your peace, your grace, oh God, that's sufficient for everything that we go through. For your grace, God, always see us through. It always keep us. Always sustain us. Always blesses us. And yea, you are blessed, my daughter, by my blessings. And yea, that word my is a capital because it's my blessing. And it comes from me. It belongs to me, and I give unto you, said God, because you are my child and you are my daughter. And you are holding fast to the confidence in my word. So shall I bless thee, said God. God, I thank you right now for my sister. I thank you for glorifying yourself in her life. God said, you done been through hell and high water. Didn't overtake you. Might have roughed you up a little bit. But God said, you passed the test. Just like Job told his wife, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Though the times are rough, you held on to God. And God honors those that listen to him. God said, I've listened to thee because you listened to me. And when you listen to me, I always have delivered thee, said God. So keep thine ears open to my word, said God. And yea, I shall speak unto thee that word, and thou shalt know it. And yea, thou shalt hear it, and thou shalt be delivered, said God. God, I thank you for Sister Terry. I thank you for your great blessings that you put up on her life, Lord God. But God, this is a life of testimony. God, she's still here. Although the enemy is still warring against her, God is not her battle because you already took care of it. God, you took care of enemies so that she can have victory over them. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you right now for my sister. Bless her, God, going out, coming in. Hallelujah. Woo. God said he's going to bless you so. Glory to God. He's going to put it in your path where you're just going to stumble over it. God said, I got great things in store for you. So hold on to my unchanging hand. And yea, it shall come to pass in your life, this lifetime. For yea, where the place that I have for thee, I have no need of it. But in this day, in this disposition of time, I have much need, said God. And yea, I shall manifest it so that I shall see it and I shall know it. That it is I, the Lord, thy God, that is keeping thee and sustaining thee all of your life, said God. God, I thank you right now for the man of God. Oh, God. God, he's got great, great, great confidence in your word. And God, I can only use the English words to describe you, God. And we use the highest English word to describe you. But God, that don't even describe you. Don't even touch you. What touches us is when we use the highest word to describe you. It touches our heart. Because God said he looks on the heart. And that's what I see expressing me, is the heart said God, and not the words that come forth. He said the words that come forth from your heart, my son, they are ever settled in heaven. God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hakomomoshaka. And yea, I shall manifest that which is in thy heart, said God. Yea, for men must see, men must know, men must glorify. For this glory that is in thee, said God. Yea, I put it there, said God, and it shall flow, said God, so that others may glorify and others may rejoice in me, said God. So hold fast, hallelujah, for you have not seen the blessings that I have for thee, my son, for they are many and they are without number, said God. Hallelujah.
God, I thank you for the test I pass. She done passed them many times, God. Glory to God. That's called faithfulness. That's called trust and confidence. God said, because of all of this, he said, the floodgates about to burst open. See it, God. God said, that which you have now, it just been, they've been leaking out a little bit, but God said, they're going to burst open and overflow you. And yeah, you won't have room enough to contain it, said God. But yea, look for it, and it shall come to pass. Yea, thou shalt use these things and this glory and these blessings to bless others, said God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. God, I thank you for Sister Sherry. I thank you for your great blessing that you have put up on our lives, Lord God. God, that life is the greatest of all. That life that she is breathing is your life. It's the greatest of all. Ah, God, it's greater than the silver and the gold, greater than all the things in life. God, for it is your life. And I thank you for this life that's in Sister Sherry. And yea, it shall live on, said God. Yea, even in this life it shall live. And yea, in the eternal it shall live. For I am the Lord of God. And yea, and I have not died. Yea, I came and I paid a price for you, said God. And yea, I rose again. Yea, that you might live with me and reign with me forever, said God. And yea, in this world you're going to have tribulation. But yea, be of good cheer, God said. For you're going to have peace and you're going to have joy and you're going to have strength, said God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for sister. My sister right now, God, I thank you for blessing her and keeping her, God. You brought her from a mighty long ways just to rejoice. See, this race we're in, it's not a short race. It's long distance. And God brought you thus far so that you could praise him. And the way we praise him is that we live that life that he's put in us. And we let that life shine from us so that others may see that life. And God said, because you're in that race, God said he wants you to look at the whole scope of things, the long distance, because at the end is one prize. But God said he's got many nuggets laid along life's pathway for you. So God said, hold on, because you're going to stumble over them and you're going to know that I'm your God. Glory to God. Come on and give me some praise. God, I thank you. Join hands. God, I thank you for these elders, God. God, you said if there's any sick among us, to call for the elders. God, I pray that your anointing will come upon these elders like never before. God, all of the elders that are present, pray that you touch them, God. Oh, God, renew them and strengthen them like never before. Meet every need according to your riches and glory. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name.
God, I thank you for Darius.